Yesipan Sports Stadium near Sekendi in the Western Region is fast deteriorating and needs urgent attention. The stadium, built and handed over to government in 2007 by the Shanghai Construction Group Limited, is also currently underutilized. The multi-purpose complex, which has a 20,000 seating capacity, was constructed at 38 million cedis. It was one of two new stadia built to host the CAN 2008 tournament. The stadium was put up to house other facilities such as a hotel, restaurant and shops. Mary Aziz Tunde caught up with the Western Regional Sports Director at the stadium, Bresford Amwe, to find out efforts to get the facility in good shape and operating at full capacity.
I think most of the materials used in building the stadium was not ideal for our weather, because when you come up to my office, saw the door, they were like wooden chipping, joined together or glued together to build the door. And those are things that are not ideal for our weather. The Chinese use things that are not very reliable. Apart from the concrete stand is there, which is very solid. All other things like the fitting, you know, decoration, whatever, I think is not the best. But you only see a very nice, beautiful city, because we are maintaining it. That's why you see it that way. But to tell you that, it's not the best.
The road leading in around the stadium is in a deplorable state. The elevators are not working. What is your maintenance culture like?
To tell you the truth again, you see, the road itself was constructed by a local contractor, which, as I'm talking now, I believe you have not been paid since 2008. And I've consulted a consultant. We had two meetings already, and he said he had sent the proposals to the minister. And because it was hurriedly done, because of the CAN 2008, it wasn't well compacted. Once it wasn't well compacted, there's a small force on it. It gets deteriorated. So you can see that behind the stadium and to the main one, the one coming to our office, that because not used often, you can see that it's okay. But the one that goes to the village, because the public use it, it's getting spoiled, you know, seriously. And they needed serious maintenance. Otherwise, you know, becoming a valley now, not even a portal, but a valley. So at least that one needed service so that we can have a better. With the elevator, this type of elevators are the modern type, you know, the electronic type. And they say the mechanics for servicing it. And if it's not serviced by the same people, you can't do it. Because we called two people already. Start doing it, and people got stuck into it and say, no, please put it off. Otherwise, somebody will die in it. That's why we put it off. But it's not spoiled completely, but it is not working well because it gets stuck sometimes.
How is your internally generated funding like? Because you're supposed to have a hotel, shop, and a lot of other things here. That's this. The plan originally. What's happening to it?
These are only structures that you see around. Empty buildings. When the NDC government came first, the same as Ayangas. And according to him, the money needed to do this thing, better to use it, build a new hotel than do this one. Because they only put out a structure. No fitting, nothing. So they are empty shelves, empty rooms. Not even rooms, but empty pillars, which needed to be built like a real hotel.
Mary Aziz Tunde in that interview with the Western Regional Director at the Sipon Stadium.